The poncho-clad masses who packed the bleachers night after night at historic Hayward Field had plenty of local favorites to cheer for, and night after rainy night, Northwest athletes delivered.
7 1/4, representing Nike, Brad Walker.
Yes, there is such a thing as home field advantage in track and field, so says former Oregon Duck standout A.J. Acosta, who competed in the men's 1,500-meter race.
I mean, there's something to be said about sleeping in your own bed, being able to cook your own meals, and or have your family pay for your meals.
The powerhouse sports program at the University of Oregon draws national talent to the Northwest. Many of those track stars stay in the region after graduation. Auburn, Washington native and U of O grad Jordan McNamara says that creates peer pressure to excel.
I think success breeds more success. We see each other going strong. It motivates us to train harder and get out there.
McNamara wears the green and black uniform of the Oregon Track Club. That's one of three elite training groups sponsored by the Nike company. All three of those groups are based in Oregon, although they spend part of the year training elsewhere. Distance runner Lisa Yule was recruited from the Midwest to join the Portland contingent 2 years ago. She just qualified for the London Olympics in the 10,000 meters. Nike sponsors her, pays her coach, and lets her use the world-class athletic facilities on the company's Beaverton campus.
If we need the resources, they're there. So it's great. It's great treatment, great soft surfaces to run on campus, a great weight room facility. Like I said, anything I need, they're very ready and willing to serve me.
A Nike spokeswoman declined to specify how much the company invests in the elite training stables. Meanwhile, in Eugene, the local organizers of these Olympic trials aspire to host the qualifying event again here in 2016. The city that calls itself Tracktown USA will have to outbid at least one other potential host city, Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Tom Bonsi in Eugene.